Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there are few items on which Americans almost universally agree, but one of them is the importance of freedom of speech. The idea of being imprisoned by the government or having your property confiscated by any level of government or anyone else because of something you say is clearly against the Constitution if you're talking about the government. But what if you're talking about a private employer? That is the provocative question that Ted Rall asks in a powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal. The headline is, Free Speech Has Consequences, But Should Firing Be One? Ted Rall is a nationally syndicated political cartoonist. He's a columnist, graphic novelist, editor, author, an occasional war correspondent. He has twice been the winner of the RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Journalism Award, and a Pulitzer Prize finalist. Ted, great to speak with you again.
Thanks for having me, Michael. I appreciate it.
And I know the new book is called The Stringer. People can find out about it at our website at michaelmedved.com. Your piece is very provocative. And it asks, posits a number of instances where it seems like people's right to speak out, right to speak their mind, is being taken away. Let me pose for you, if I can, some hypotheticals beyond the stories that you tell in your column. What would you say if someone was openly campaigning, say, for David Duke, who has been a candidate for office? American Nazi leader, leader of the Ku Klux Klan, former Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. And what if he actually expressed at a place of work some of his ideas, ideas including the diabolical nature of Jewish people and the subhuman nature of black people? Would that be, do you think, a legitimate grounds for firing?
I think if any kind of speech that is deemed politically inappropriate by an employer at the workplace, he's certainly subject for sanction up to and including firing. What I focused on in my piece in the Wall Street Journal was the problem of speech that happens way outside of work, whereas the employee takes pains not to bring their politics into the workplace. Where they, in some cases, actually pay a private company, like a web serving hosting company, to keep it private. And somehow that information comes to light, for example, in a data breach, as happens to the company Epic recently by the hacking of Collective Anonymous. That's, I think, a real concern. I think I can certainly imagine any employer rightfully being very concerned about someone expressing the kinds of repugnant, anti-Semitic and racist, rhetoric that you described, as in this theoretical example, in the David Duke example. I wouldn't want someone like that working for me. But the question is, if they go off to campaign for David Duke in Louisiana, and I live in New York City, and my company's in New York City, and this person never expresses those thoughts, doesn't let anybody know that those thoughts are in his or her head, is that really my business? And I have to say, no, it's not, even though I obviously necessarily vehemently disagree with their politics.
Look, if someone is deliberately trying to keep some controversial thoughts a secret and they don't influence his or her behavior, but what I'm talking about is someone, as I mentioned, campaigning for David Duke. Or let's say David Duke himself. Let's say David Duke is working at a job, but he decides he wants to run for governor of Louisiana, as he did, with the same ideas that he advanced when he ran for governor of Louisiana and lost to the late Edwin Edwards. if somebody does something like that, isn't it perfectly appropriate, since everybody is going to know his opinions, that an employer would not want to be associated with that? I wouldn't want it to poison public opinion toward his business.
I certainly empathize with the employer in that situation. But, you know, in the Wall Street Journal piece, I referenced completely non-theoretical examples of, for example, people who attended the January 6th Capitol rally and were fired even in cases where they did not enter the Capitol building, were not accused of having done anything illegal, trespassing, rioting, anything at all. They just happened to be there. Or people who attended the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally, also not charged with any kind of crime and of any sort. They just happened to be associated with, in these two cases, support for President Trump or support for, right-wing ideology in the case of the Unite the Charlottesville rally. And these people were let go from companies like working at a roof tile place in Pennsylvania and a pizza joint in, I believe it was California. And I don't see what someone parading around with a tiki torch in Charlottesville, how that affects their duties as a pizza dude. I don't care if the guy who makes my pizza is an anti-Semite or is a communist.
What about if it's a pizza delivery guy who is going to come to your home? And
if there's no sense that this person is you can have politics that are extreme without being viewed as dangerous. I mean, there's been polls that were taken during the 2000 election in which Democrats, a sizable percentage of them, believe that if you voted for Donald Trump, that is grounds for being fired. And conversely, there were Republicans who felt the same way about people who voted for Joe Biden. And I'm not talking about like 1%. I'm talking about...
Right. I see the numbers you cite in your column are from a Cato Institute survey during 2000 that showed 50% of self-identified liberals believe voting for Donald Trump was grounds for dismissal. 36% of conservatives thought a vote for Joe Biden was a firing offense. But there you're talking about voting, and there you're also talking about mainstream candidates who are going to get, in the nature of things, literally millions of votes for either one, whoever wins or loses. The thing that I'm concerned about, Ted, in your argument, is that very extreme politics. I mean, right now there's not a lot of popularity in the United States for ISIS or for Al-Qaeda. But in Britain, before September 11th, there was. Those were organizations that had support. And is it inappropriate if someone identifies with radical Islamist ideology that suggests that it's somehow a religious holy act to blow people up into little, by blowing yourself up into little bloody shards of flesh? Is involvement with that ideology not sufficient or appropriate grounds to not want someone at your workplace? Ted, are you able to hang on with us? Do you want to continue
sure.
this? Great. Terrific.
Absolutely.
Good. And we'll take a chance to consider that argument. The one thing that troubles me is I think it's appropriate. There are certain ideologies that are so profoundly anti-American, that are so profoundly inappropriate, that I think many people, customers, employers, other businesses would want nothing to do with them and would be put off by that kind of association. And the idea that that somehow represents a free speech violation, it may be argued both ways, as we will continue on the MedVet Show. He's called Capitalism, the Greatest Thing Humanity Ever Accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thought-provoking and worthy Wall Street Journal column, Ted Rall writes, "While I sympathize with business owners whose hopes for frictionless relations between their workers and their clients, the desire to avoid conflict must take a backseat to free political debate, which is essential to democracy. A nation can't have wide-ranging discussions unless it is open to all views. When two-thirds of self-identified moderates are scared to express their views in public for fear of losing their jobs, America has ceased to be a free society. Ted, I was asking the question before about the reasonable basis by which an employer or another business or even a customer might say that, well, that fellow over there is very proud of the fact that he was engaged in some kind of radical activity, which I consider dangerous and hateful. Is the employer or customer or fellow business entrepreneur within his rights and a reasonable expression of his point of view and his choice to try to avoid a business that employs somebody who, for instance, could be an American Nazi?
I think if the theoretical American Nazi in this example is keeping his opinions completely to himself and not sharing them at the workplace, if those beliefs somehow get transmitted to his employer, for example, he attends a rally, someone takes his photo, some online sleuth Matt uses facial recognition software and identifies him and notifies his employer. The employer should not has the legal right to let him go, but should not. I think it's a chilling effect. I mean, we have to remember, when we talk about extreme politics, that extreme politics and ideas and culture are where free speech is tested. I mean, there's not much danger of a centrist Democrat or a centrist Republican being fired from their job, although it has happened, but it's not a common everyday occurrence. And we also have to remember that politics that used to be considered outlandish can become mainstream. For example, opposition to slavery or the idea that women should be permitted to vote. Women's suffrage was once considered a radical ideology. Now it's not. So I think we have to weigh these competing interests. I'm sympathetic with the employer who doesn't want to be associated with an employee who has politics, like you described before the break. For example, someone who I wouldn't really want to feel comfortable working with, someone who sympathized with a radical Islamic group like Al-Qaeda. But at the same time, if it's not, there's no evidence that they are violent. There's no evidence that they are wearing an Al-Qaeda badge or talking about Al-Qaeda or talking about radical politics or really talking about politics at all in the workplace. I think what goes on inside, your mind really belongs to you as long as you keep it out of the workplace. I mean, I've worked in a number of jobs. I've always had the good sense not to talk about politics on the job, and as have, I think, probably most of your listeners probably are discreet about their political point of view when they're at work. And that's what most people do. And I think that as long as you're taking pains not to bring politics into the workplace, then if you happen to be outed through no fault of your own, your boss should look the other way and keep you on the payroll.
Okay, do you believe that a boss who does not look the other way in a case like that ought to be a subject to legal action?
Not currently. I mean, currently the First Amendment doesn't would protect. It's not a legal issue at this point. I do think maybe it should become one. It's something that as a society we should discuss and say openly, look, do we want to do something about this? I mean, I meant what I wrote. It's like when you have the majority of the population who supports mainstream, moderate, self-identified moderates are afraid to talk about politics outside of work because they're afraid of being fired at work, there is a serious problem. I mean, we don't have a free exchange in the marketplace of ideas.
I agree with you that it's a serious problem, but my fear would be that making that a problem that could be addressed by governmental action would only do more to shut down political conversation or do more to shut down any strong feelings. In other words, if you're right to say that there are several things that are in tension here and are in an inevitable tension. One is wanting to have free discussion, and one is wanting to keep the government out of it in terms of a legal system or regulations or norms that are governmentally enforced, keeping that out of it entirely at the same time, right?
Michael, I don't really follow how that would, how a government prohibition against censoring an employee would chill any speech. I think, unless you want to say that the act of firing as a form of censorship is a form of speech, which I suppose one could argue, but it seems a little perverse. I think it would be an attempt to protect speech. And, you know, this might be one of those situations where self-regulation might work. I mean, if employers, take more pains to refrain from these hasty firing decisions, then there might not be any need for any kind of discussion to go any further. But it reminds me a lot of the debate about smoking in public places that raged during the 80s and 90s. And, you know, many non-smokers, were okay with being around smokers who behaved politely, but enough didn't, and as a result, society came to support restrictions on smoking indoors.
By the way, in the interest of public health, which is exactly what a lot of people are arguing about right now regarding the vaccines, the vaccine mandates, and so forth. What I was talking about is that you kept saying that if someone keeps his political opinions entirely to himself, he shouldn't be subject to any firing or any different treatment at work or anything of the kind. That's what I'm talking about, is that if you are, what you're actually encouraging is people not to express their political points of view so they can be, quote, protected. I'm not sure that really amounts to, I think it's the opposite of the encouragement of speech. You get the last word.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I was unclear. What I'm really advocating here is that employers, basically, who want politics out of the workplace, feel free and completely empowered to do that and to enforce that. But that they shouldn't feel that what an employee does outside of work, in some cases on the other side of the country at a rally, is their concern in any way, shape, or form.
And that standard, it seems to me, is going to be very tough to inform consistently or to impose consistently. Ted Rall, always thought-provoking and always a pleasure.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The head of BioNTech, which makes one of the most common COVID-19 vaccines in the world, said that new vaccines might be necessary by 2022 to combat the next generation of COVID-19 variants. Without mentioning data suggesting that natural immunity may offer better and longer-lasting protection, the executive said that the next vaccine will have to be tailored to forthcoming changes to the coronavirus. President Joe Biden told a reporter that he wouldn't answer a foreign policy question because it would confuse the American people. Biden was asked a question about Ethiopia.
What is more important, that position that Senator Schumer has, or raising the debt ceiling? And then I also have a question for you on Ethiopia.
I'm not going to answer Ethiopia. Let's stick on the debt so we don't confuse the American people.
Biden delivered remarks on the need to raise the debt ceiling on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, go to michaelmedved.com. Find out all about the membership to Medved Plus. It costs you less than 20 cents a day, and you have access free after that to all for a year to all of our history shows and all of our material at the Medved History Store. It's a fantastic deal, a Medved Plus membership. Look for it at michaelmedved.com. A bunch of emails, and of course, a lot of the emails are about the ongoing debates about vaccines and COVID and the ongoing controversy. And part of what is going on here is basically just, it seems to me, a reflective response where people are not thinking about the broader implications and impact on the society. William writes in from Yuba City, California. He says, Michael, ask me to get a vaccination, but don't order or blackmail me. I think mandates are the anti-American way for government to grab power. Tell me why I am wrong. Bet you can't. Okay, I'll take that bet. The reason you're wrong is actually laid out pretty well in a lengthy piece by a historian named Oshinsky in the Wall Street Journal. Not in the New York Times and not in the Washington Post, in the Wall Street Journal. And we've mentioned on this show many, many times that the vaccination mandate began in the United States before the Republic began. It began with George Washington as commander of the Continental Army. And basically what he imposed was the first mandate in American history, as opposed to any British history that preceded it. And he commanded that if people wanted to stay in the Continental Army and continue to serve, they would have to be vaccinated against smallpox. And it was a decision that made a real impact on the course of the Revolutionary War. Something actually we talked about in what we're just talking about, Medved History Show, on our series on the Revolution. So to say that this is the anti-American way for government to grab power, look, do you think it's anti-American that, well, let's leave aside your state, California. There's plenty in California you can say it's anti-American. Take Texas. Texas has all kinds of vaccine mandates for other vaccines. Why should those vaccines be mandated for school children and not for COVID-19? And people will say, well, COVID-19, they haven't tested it enough. It hasn't, they don't have enough experience with it, doesn't have enough scientific proof. Except right now, there are more people around the world who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 than nearly any other disease. And again, it's not always popular. In Pakistan, there were Islamic radicals who murdered, literally murdered, Americans and others who were helping provide polio vaccines for people in those states. And the idea about don't order or blackmail me, there are certain rules that you follow in society if you participate in public life. And public life includes holding a job in the public. It includes driving when you get on an airplane, voting, anything. I mean, that brings you into the public. There are requirements. One of the things that I strongly support the Republican position on is the idea that people should have to show an ID if they want to vote. There are certain things that are a cost of participation in the larger society. This came in from Lance in Enid, Oklahoma, and Lance writes to me, Michael, are you still pushing the COVID panic porn and ignoring natural immunity? I'm vaccinated for COVID, but find the mandates un-American. Again, that term. Your continued ignoring of draconian and ineffective COVID measures amazes me. The Biden administration is simply playing politics with a pandemic, and you are just enabling them. Okay. When you say they are ineffective measures, how else do you explain the fact that the main divider between states that are above average in terms of the number of hospitalizations and deaths and states that are way below average in terms of state hospitalizations and deaths, the main divider is the level of vaccines? States that have a higher rate of vaccines. And again, this is, you can look in any news source or any analysis where people have actually looked at the numbers. There's a huge piece today, actually, in every newspaper I could see about Alaska. The headline, New York Times, in Alaska, doctors must decide who lives, who dies. They do not have enough medical equipment, including kidney dialysis equipment, to keep people alive because of the use of other machines involving COVID. They actually talk about a case, it's heartbreaking, where they had to choose, they had one dialysis machine at a hospital in Fairbanks, and there was no other available in town, and they had to choose between two patients, both of whom were in deadly danger, and they chose based on which patient would have the best chance of survival, they thought. They chose. And the other guy died. Now, this should not happen in our country. And what is the problem? The problem is people are resisting getting vaccines. You may remember they had this huge controversy at the Anchorage Assembly in Alaska, which is like their city council, where people were objecting to wearing masks. People were objecting to getting vaccinated. And Alaska started out, it wasn't at the bottom of the barrel, now it is. More grim choices have had to be made in Alaska as Alaska confronts what is currently the nation's worst coronavirus outbreak. Nearly 2 years after the virus began circulating in the United States, some of the scenes here on the country's northern frontier echo the darkest early days of the pandemic. Testing supplies are depleted, patients are being treated in hallways, and doctors are rationing oxygen. With emergency rooms overwhelmed, the governor has asked hundreds of medical workers to fly in from around the country. This is not a pandemic panic porn, as my correspondent says. This is real, and it comes from the fact that there is a lower rate of vaccination in Alaska than any other state. And there's another letter note that we got in email that says, well, what about New England states like Vermont, where they have outbreaks now that they're reporting, even though Vermont has by far the highest vaccination rate? Well, that's true, but Vermont is also a state with rural communities, largely. The state capital in Vermont, Montpelier, is 3,000 people. It's our smallest state capital. And what they have found is the vaccination rate in some parts of Vermont is very high, giving it a statewide high vaccination rate. But in other areas, it's very low. And the outbreak in Vermont and in the other New England states, everywhere, has to do and reflects the fact that people are unvaccinated. It is not an accident and it's not a conspiracy that people who are unvaccinated are vastly more likely to be hospitalized or deadly ill through this pandemic. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Believe it or not, not all the news about COVID-19 is gloomy or scary. There's a piece by David Leonhardt, who's a senior editor at New York Times, and it's under the headline, Trying to Make Sense of COVID's Mysterious Two-Month Cycle. And he begins his column with the very good news, which I'm very glad to pass on. COVID-19 is once again in retreat. The reasons remain somewhat unclear, but there is no guarantee that the decline of caseloads will continue. But the turnaround is now large enough, and it's been going on long enough, writes the New York Times and David Leonhardt, to deserve attention. The number of new daily cases in the United States has fallen 35% since September 1st. Worldwide, cases have also dropped more than 30% since late August. This is as good as the world has looked in many months, Dr. Eric Topol of Scripps Research wrote last week. The most encouraging news is that the most serious forms of COVID are also declining. The number of Americans hospitalized with COVID has fallen about 25% since September 1st. Daily deaths, which typically change direction a few weeks after cases and hospitalizations, have fallen 10% since September 20th. It is the first sustained decline in deaths since the early summer. Now, all of this is appropriate. There's more. He says the share of Americans age 12 and older who have received at least one vaccine has now reached 70%. And the growing number of vaccine mandates, along with the likely approval of the Pfizer vaccine for children, 5 to 11, will increase the number of vaccinations this fall. Almost as important, something like one half of Americans have probably had the COVID virus already, giving them some natural immunity. Something like one half of Americans have received the virus already, and they have that natural immunity. That would be very encouraging, too. Eventually, immunity will become widespread enough that another large wave, as large and damaging as the Delta wave, will not be possible. Barring something unexpected, said Dr. Scott Gottlieb, a former FDA commissioner and the author of Uncontrolled Spread, a new book on COVID, said, I'm of the opinion that this is the last major wave of infection. Now, if that's true, that's the best news of the day, is it not? And what it probably means is that the level of controversy and political grandstanding that is going on regarding this issue right now is overstated. COVID has not only been one of the worst pandemics in modern times, it has also been an unnecessarily terrible pandemic, writes David Leonhardt. Of the more than 700,000 Americans who have died from it, nearly 200,000 probably could have been saved if they had chosen to take a vaccine. Now, the number that he puts up that is so large, 200,000 people who could have been saved by a vaccine, that's based upon when they developed the vaccine, when it first became available, and the general effectiveness of the vaccine in preventing death. Not always preventing illness, but preventing death. This is something to really let sit in. Let me read you that passage again, because it's very important. COVID has not only been one of the worst pandemics in modern times, it has been an unnecessarily terrible pandemic. Of the more than 700,000 Americans who have died from it, nearly 200,000 probably could have been saved if they had chosen to take a vaccine. That is a national tragedy. COVID also isn't going to disappear anytime soon. It will continue to circulate for years, many scientists believe. But the vaccines can transform COVID into a manageable disease, not so different from a flu or the common cold. In the last few weeks, the country appears to have moved closer to that less grim future. Whatever the next few months bring us, the worst of the pandemic is almost certainly behind us. Well, that's a terrific development. Not so terrific, this news from Brazil. Brazil right now, it has the second highest death total from COVID-19 to the United States. And Brazil, of course, has a significantly smaller population than the United States. Brazil, they're reporting ivermectin has become a commonly prescribed anti-parasitic drug. Early on in the pandemic, Brazilians thought that ivermectin might also help treat and prevent COVID-19, but as one ICU doctor put it, we Brazilians had to learn in the hardest possible way that ivermectin does not work. Okay, this is that from Business Insider. And then this story, it's a story from Singapore. The parish priest of the Church of the Risen Christ on Monday night said he was, tonight, that's already happened in Singapore, because of course they're ahead of us in time. He said he was saddened by reports that one of the church followers had been hospitalized after consuming the anti-parasitic drug ivermectin to prevent COVID-19 infection. And he cautioned against using such unproven therapies. Meanwhile, tomorrow we have a great deal to cover. We have, for instance, the updated style book guidance for the Washington Post told writers to say pregnant women and other pregnant individuals, rather than simply mentioning pregnant women. We also have a rather remarkable new film that continues to be shown. Its fourth episode was just offered last night. It's a film called Scenes from a Marriage with Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A comfortable academic couple, played by Jessica Chastain and Oscar Isaac, seems to have everything, including an adorable four-year-old, but then their family faces dissolution. In Scenes from a Marriage, a searingly intense five-part miniseries now streaming on HBO Max.
We're going to sit here and we're going to talk as long as it takes, okay?
But there's nothing left to say.
If I don't leave right now, I know I'm never going to.
Loosely based on a 1973 series by the great Swedish filmmaker Ingmar Bergman, this riveting epic is sometimes hard to watch but impossible to look away. For both of the leads, who are also co-producers, Scenes from a Marriage represents the peak of their acting careers. Richly rewarding for anyone who's experienced a long-time complex relationship, in other words, all of us. Rated R for harsh language, very adult situations, and occasional nudity. 3.5 stars for the gloomy, gripping Scenes from a Marriage. And on the Michael Medved show, we are also going to be tomorrow following a decorated military veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, a Harvard-educated legal scholar, and a very provocative thinker named David French, who says that he detects in the air what he calls the scent of civil war here in the United States. We'll talk to him about that. The Alyssa Milano says that because of, quote, abusers on the Supreme Court, I think she's trying to refer to a completely specious and unproven high school allegation involving Brett Kavanaugh. Because of these abusers on the Supreme Court, it is the most dangerous time ever to be a woman in America. Are you kidding me? And much more on the desire to try to raise a debt ceiling and avoid economic catastrophe and maybe even make some progress on that infrastructure bill, which may be getting less popular as time drags on. That and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.